grand opening day today, and she's so relaxed and not busy at all that she came in to talk to us about this new venture. Opie's Bar and Grill opening, grand opening today at 158 North Broad Street here in Galesburg, location of the old Fat Fish Pub. And the owner of the brand new business opening up today, Opie Carter, joining us this morning. Opie, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Yeah, we were just talking, like, Tyler, she's got nothing going today. She's not busy at all.
Yeah,
right?
What better thing to do on a thirsty Thursday?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Opie, let's kind of talk about this whole venture and what got you started even thinking in this direction.
I have always thought about having my own restaurant. I grew up in my parents' restaurant my whole life. I've always just been in the restaurant business. I started running in Sidetracks when I turned 21. So I've just been working towards this.
Yeah, and here you are. Here, yeah, and so for those people that don't know, your parents, Jim and Carolyn, and for years at Cherry Street and out at Oak Run as well. And obviously, you've seen your mom back at Cherry Street recently, but now she's going to be moving up North Broad Street with you, as is your dad. So, so your dad, Jim, he's retired, but not really at this point, right?
Yeah. No, he has done a lot of long hours helping me get prepared to open, since I had no idea how to do that. Hopefully now that we are open, I'm back in my comfort zone. His hours will get cut back. He'll just be in the kitchen kind of telling the guys what to do and how to do it for me.
Okay. And do you get to tell him what to do and how to do it?
I try not to. I can, but I try not to.
Opie's Bar and Grill, grand opening today. Your hours will be 11 to 9 Thursday through Sunday. Is that right?
So Thursday through Tuesday.
Oh, Thursday through Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
be closed on Wednesdays.
I must have read it wrong then on your Facebook page. Anyway, you do have a Facebook page, and people can get information there. I forgot to bring a menu. I printed off the menus. I wanted to go over some things on that. Okay, let's talk about, is there like a specialty item at Opie's that if you come there, you really need to try this?
We have the scorpion tails. They are going to be shrimp stuffed with provolone and jalapeno wrapped in bacon and then deep fried.
Sweet Jesus.
Yes.
First thing Tyler said to Opie when she came in, what, no samples?
We are also eventually going to have saganaki. It is a Greek cheese that we do set on fire at the tableside. It's special order, so hopefully we'll get it on Monday's truck, if not a little later.
If nothing else, it looks really cool. I actually did have that once at a restaurant in the Quad Cities. It's just cool to have the flame in front of you and, like, playing in the fire and all that. But you know,
I've tried to do it. They kicked me out.
Opie Carter, the owner of Opie's Bar and Grill, opening grand opening today, 11 o'clock, 158 North Broad Street. Well, let's talk about the location and kind of narrowing down. You knew what you wanted to do, and was the thoughts like, okay, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do it, and then was the process kind of like, now I got to find a place?
Yes, I spent a lot of time looking at different places. Fatfish was the first place I looked, and I did enjoy it a lot, but I wanted to keep my options open just to make sure. I knew I wanted to do parties and stuff, so I wanted that side room. I need to make sure I had a big enough kitchen for my menu, and I just wanted a comfortable environment.
Yeah. You know, and it's such, and we were just talking off the air about this, when Burl opened up Fatfish, I was just amazed, because anybody that had ever been in Midwest Photo and Video that used to be there, and you walked into Fatfish, it looked like Fat Fish had been there for 100 years. I mean, it was like, this has always been here, it looked like. So he did a great job with him. And the decor was really cool. And the bar, I think they had imported from the UK or something. And just
a lot of neat things.
Yeah, and with the wood floors. I know you guys have done some refinishing on that, haven't you?
Yeah, we kept the same floors. We just sanded, stained, and then had Central Illinois epoxy into polyurethane. And then they did a great job behind the bar and kitchen floors as well.
Yeah, so it's a really, really neat looking place. You got your new sign in front, and talk about coming up with a logo. Did you get some help with that, or?
So my boyfriend Mitch and I did it on Canva at the house one day. I looked at it, I'm like, oh, this seems like it's going to be a pain to do. I don't know anything about that, but he's great at it. And you know, he came up with it in about 5 minutes for me.
Tyler could have helped you. I'm just saying.
Oh, well. I just can't stop thinking about those scorpion tails.
Well, can't get past that. Well, let's anything else on the menu? How about influence? Obviously, you had great mentorship from your parents, among other people. But any influence menu-wise from them?
Yeah, so the scorpion tails, the cheese logs, beer battered tenderloins. We have a couple items that they did that were my favorites out of Oak Run.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to mention also I saw on the menu that caught my eye right away, the beer battered tenderloin. Because there are breaded ones which are fine, they're good. Would you also have that choice? Kind of the breaded pork.
Yep, we have the breaded or unbreaded, grilled, and beer battered.
But the beer battered, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Tyler, We're going to have to be doing lunch really soon.
I know. It's going to be an early lunch today.
Just up North Broad Street. 158 North Broad is the new location, or the brand new venture, Opie's Bar and Grill, grand opening today. So you got the specialty items. We talked about your mom and dad and their help and their influence. I know you had some other people that kind of influence you as well and kind of help you getting into this venture.
Oh, yeah. We have had so many people come in and help us get started with everything. Like Sammy Burdick from the Bar 65, he came in. Show me how to sand floors. Help me understand how to do that, because
well,
I've never done that.
That's the same thing that he did with that. What he did with that place and most of the work that he did himself, too.
Yeah. Lou and Stan Devlin that used to own Cherry Street, they've really helped me with the Toast program, my POS system and all that. Brad Bernardi for giving me the job at Sidetracks to really understand what I'm doing, like in the back of the house and stuff as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people to thank and be appreciative
for. Well, I know you had some help. Kit Wilcox also from Cherry Street.
Yeah, he's my realtor. Great guy.
Yeah. Well, and what's really cool of people that I guess are, you call quote unquote competitors, but still they were willing to help you out in this venture and want to help you get you on the right track.
Oh yes, of course. Everybody's been great in this town. Other bars and businesses, they've all been great and helpful and supportive in this whole process. I couldn't be happier with that.
Opie's Bar and Grill opens today at 11 o'clock, grand opening today. Opie Carter, the owner, joining us here this morning. So any goals as far as like, you know, someday expanding menu or things like, I know you talked about a couple things coming up soon, but are any goals that, or are you just going to kind of see how it goes for a while and then think about that?
So we will expand the menu about 2 to 3 months after I open, when I do my grand opening weekend. I just want to focus on service and food right now, trying to perfect that. We will start bringing in live music. I will expand the menu a bit. And just go from there.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's going to be fun. Like I said, you got the extra room on the side there. And how many can you seat? I know it's not super big.
On the side, about 40.
But what about total, though?
Altogether, I think, including the beer garden, it's like 225.
Okay. Yeah. So you can still get quite a few people in there. Opie's Bar and Grill opens today. Again, the grand opening happening today. Tyler's trying to think of some others. I guess.
Well, I mean,
I think the menu.
It's been a long time since I've been into what was Fat Fish, but will there still be some gaming machines, anything like that to start off?
Yes. So I will have the poker machines. That is about a 10-month wait right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I have my application in, but it is going to be a while. I will have skee ball, darts, air hockey, and foosball. I only have the darts right now. Everything else is on back order, but...
Where will those be located?
They will be in the back to the entrance by the beer garden.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So, see... Gaming as well, lots of fun there.
Something for everyone,
and great food as well. So you said your mom and dad are both going to be helping you out with this thing. So a lot of hours already put in, but a lot of hours to come. Too,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, you're pretty
darn busy.
Hours
have been cut back a bit, so I'm a little happy with that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I guess the preparation is getting everything ready and the way you want. Obviously, grand opening day, you're going to get overwhelmed with people. So hopefully people will be kind and, you know, to your servers
so.
And everybody working. And, you know, sometimes things might take a little longer with the, you know, because you're probably going to have people ordering out as well. So, yeah, we ask that people just be patient.
Oh, yeah. I put that on a Facebook post, so hopefully they will be. But we'll see.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I know you had your soft opening the other night and all the comments I saw just, said everything was outstanding, so that had to make you feel pretty good.
It did. My staff has been amazing so far, and I hadn't had to step in too much with them, so that's nice.
Yeah. Anything else on the menu you would like to highlight?
I do have a very nice vegetarian selection.
Is that a highlight, Tyler?
The salads?
we already had a discussion, Opie, this morning about salads and what a salad actually is. And especially here in the Midwest, any banquet you've ever been to, people will bring things that are not lettuce or spinach, that all kind of fruit things and jello things and fluffy things that I consider salads. But that was the whole topic we had this morning. You do talk about some of your vegetarian options.
Yeah, so I'm not going to have a black bean burger or really salads as my vegetarian options. I have a vegetarian stuffed pepper, so it'll be like corn, onions, black beans, rice, all that stuffed in a pepper, a lemon pesto pasta, portobello fajitas, and
those sound good
for somebody else. And there's other items throughout it.
They sound good for somebody else. But what about on the appetizer side of things? So you mentioned the scorpion tails. Anything else that kind of you want to?
We have the flaming cheese, cheese logs. I have nice nachos. You can get shrimp, beef, or chicken. It has the white queso cheese. Load it up with homemade pico and all of that good stuff.
Oh, man. I'm hungry already. I am hungry already. Short. Opie Carter is the owner of Opie's Bar and Grill. The grand opening happening later this morning, 11 o'clock, 158 North Broad Street. It's in the location of the old Fat Fish Pub. You'll see her new sign and logo out front. You can't miss it. And sounds like there's going to be some wonderful food. So what are your actual, will you be serving food the entire time you're open or up to a certain point in the evening?
Yes, 11 and 9 is the kitchen hours. Okay. Bar will stay open later depending on the crowd. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm not putting actual time. If we're busy, we'll stay. If we're not, we'll close.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That does make sense. And again, and probably also like when you have a band or whatever.
Yeah, we'll be open later for that. I'll probably have like light appetizers or something easy for everybody after kitchen hours.
All right, very good. Opie's Bar and Grill. Opening day, grand opening. Anything else we need to know about your new venture?
I do have a little artist shelf in there supporting local artists. Free shelving for artists. They can put all their stuff up. Right now, we do have to have that paid separately so I can make sure I keep the money straight. I haven't figured out the system right. But we do have a couple of great artists being on that shelf right now.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the and the candles and all kind of different things as well.
Yeah, so the candles are Reiner Sensations. I went to school with her, high school with her.
Okay.
She makes all the candles and wax melts herself. They all smell awesome. We have dog scarves and scrunchies from McGregory Gifts. That is my boyfriend's sister. She's from Monmouth. Lives
dog
in St.
scarves,
Louis.
You said. Yes. There you go, Tyler. If you're thinking gifts. Yeah.
And then we have some prints from Callie Voiles.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Very good. All right. So some really cool things. And, of course, the menu. You actually see the menu on their Facebook page as well. And it all starts at 9 o'clock today. Well, Opie, thanks so much for taking some time with us on a busy day for you. And,
thank you.
Congratulations and best of luck with the venture.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can't wait to try it out.